Do good company reviews and testimonials really matter in your decision-making process? It should be a part of the process, but where exactly? From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by The Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy. Today I'm talking about what kind of weight should a review or testimonial carry in your process of buying anything. When you do a Google search on a company, the results of the search appear listed on the left side of the screen. On the right side of the screen will be a picture of the location and a map, and links to the website and directions, etc. Just below the link to the website will be a rating from 0 to 5 stars, and a link to all the reviews left by customers. For example, a local restaurant shows a 4.6 out of 5 rating, nice, and has 763 reviews. I click on the link to the reviews and read glowing and not so glowing reviews on service, variety of menu options, the diner's experience, and also responses from the restaurant back to those specific diners. Here are some of the observations I made. Restaurants get way more reviews than non-restaurants. Reviewers seem to really like to talk about food. A one-star rating with no comment? What's the point? A three-star rating with "love this place" doesn't make sense either. Complaining about staffing is kind of a joke. I mean, as a consumer, you should expect staffing to be a problem everywhere in this economy. Supply chain complaints are also off limits. Don't write a one-star if the store you're visiting is out of stock. Not their fault. What's my point? I don't think I would read through 100 reviews to find the one review that talks about the soccer cleat selection at a sporting goods store. I would go online, call, or visit the store. The reviews don't matter there. And reviews are subjective anyway. Certainly, they can point to trends and an overall sense of how the company takes care of the customer, but I would suggest doing a little more homework or legwork on your part. In our world, we ask our clients to write a review if they're so inclined. We do it for a number of reasons. Certainly, good reviews improve our search engine optimization for prospects searching for the products and services we offer. We get that. Reviews show that our clients are willing to take a few minutes of their valuable time to promote our efforts, and we appreciate the gratitude. That then turns into a testimonial that the client thinks highly of us. We also make sure we share the comments with our teammates, especially those teammates identified as doing great work. The teammates love getting compliments. But should it really be a part of the process for prospective clients? Probably not. Reviews might get a prospect to go to the website to learn more, but a review doesn't solve a problem. And what we do is solve problems. And that is what sets us apart from most of the providers in the HCM space. Our discovery process is what should really matter in a prospect's decision-making process. Our discovery process takes a prospect through their current needs and processes and where they are heading in the future. We ask about their goals and forecasted needs and what they are expecting from their vendors. With that detail, we outline what a solution might look like and demonstrate its use. From there, if we are both in agreement, we move forward to make them more efficient. Also, we are a design company, not a software company. So a software company plugs a client into a prepackaged solution built for the masses. It typically offers options that clients won't even use, but they'll pay for as part of the package. The ability to build to a client's specific needs is limited. Any updates or changes to the program or software involve the client. If the client's needs change, they are limited by the software. Conversely, as a design company, we build a solution to meet the exact needs of the client. No packages with options they don't need. Updates are run in the cloud, so the clients don't need to do any work. As the client's needs change, we can adjust with them. And then there's the service model. Our service model is, well, not exactly a typical model. Many vendors have service tiers, meaning depending on the size of your company or the value of the account or the software package you buy, you get a certain level of service. For example, the more you spend, the more service you get, meaning that you might get a live or assigned relationship manager or contact if you pay for more services, while if you take a basic package, you might be sent to the call center queue. So what is our service model? Here's what we offer. We start with, what do you want? Tell us how you want to be contacted. What kind of in-person education do you want? How do you want us to handle changes in contact with your employees? Tell us what you want and we'll figure out how to solve it for you. Here's where those reviews might factor into your buying process. Contact one of our reviewers and ask them about our products and services. Tell them you're going through your own discovery process and we'd be grateful for the information. Ask them about our technology, our service teams, our response times, our accuracy, our problem solving, our ability to adapt and adjust. Ask them about our experience, our knowledge. Ask how it has impacted the bottom line. Ask if they would recommend us. Use that intel, along with the ability to solve your pain point, as part of your decision-making process. And seriously, stop looking at each admin function, I'm talking about payroll or time labor management, retirement benefits, HR. Stop looking at those as its own silo and start thinking bigger picture. Human capital management integrates all of these functions and makes them efficient. The impact on the bottom line is the sum of all these functions working together, and we can make that happen. So can reviews and testimonials be part of your decision-making process? Of course. Just think bigger. Your employees and your company getting efficient is too big an initiative for you to think small. To learn more about our human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify, go to connectandsimplify.com or call me at 262-278-8522. Thanks for listening. Be well. Find our podcast inside Connect and Simplify in all of the following places so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Go to connectandsimplify.com/podcast to find our entire library of podcasts. Also find us on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Pandora, and Podbean. Thanks for listening.